We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
But right now, I'm going to spend a few minutes chatting with the great George Sedano from ESPN. Please make him the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parrish Show Big Interview, presented by The Wing Guru, online at thewingguru.com.
Hey, George, before we get to basketball, you're obviously based in Los Angeles, do radio out there. Brandon Staley's timeout got a lot of attention in Sunday night football. Some have suggested it cost the Chargers a tie and, by extension, a trip to the playoffs. What's the truth with that situation?
I mean, I think all those things can be true, but I also think that he just basically outsmarted himself. Like, the reality is he changed the personnel. He brought in an extra D lineman, but what he did was he also brought in an extra DB in place of a linebacker. And I just didn't understand that personnel grouping that he had, because if you're going to go big with an extra D lineman, or a bigger D lineman rather, not an extra one, I don't understand why you would take out a linebacker when you know they're going to run the ball. And he admitted that in the post game and said, I changed the personnel because I thought they were going to run. But I just didn't understand that. Well, then why would you add a DB on the field? It just, none of that made sense. And it stinks because I like him. I love that he gambles. I love that he plays the math. But that one there, I know people want to blame analytics for everything. That had nothing to do with analytics. That was a gut decision, and it backfired. He should have stuck to his analytical decision because that would have told him not to do that.
Talking to George Sedano from ESPN. He's on Twitter at Sedano. So was that the dominant story for you guys yesterday?
Yeah. It was that, basically. And, you know, it's always the Lakers, too, in some capacity. Because Russell Westbrook had an answer yesterday, or 2 days ago now, to Bill Oram's question about where they are as a team after their loss to Memphis. And there was, like, at least a 10-second pause in there. So that doesn't bode well for the current state of the Lakers. But between that and the Raiders actually winning, because lo and behold, I don't think people know this, despite the fact the Raiders being in Vegas, they're actually L.A.'s football team still, because they're the only team in L.A.'s history to bring a Super Bowl to the town. So there's a ton of Raider fans here. But between that game and the Lakers situation after the Memphis game, that was the dominant conversation.
Are the Lakers fixable?
I mean, that's a complicated question, Gary. So I would say this. Anthony Davis comes back to being the Anthony Davis we saw the year they won the championship. Sure. Because I think he could be the human cheat code, right? If you look at his game and you look at his potential, which we've now seen, right, the peak of it, he's arguably the best player in the sport when he wants to be, you know what I'm saying? Or when he's healthy. Or actually, you know what? A combination of both. Because I do think there's some days where you look at him and it's just so easy that I think that the drive isn't there. Like, if you could inject LeBron and Russ's personality into Anthony Davis, he would be the best player on the planet. Like, I don't even think it'd be arguable right now. You know what I mean? Just based on where LeBron is at this stage of his career, despite that, LeBron is still putting up insane numbers. But, yeah, I mean, if he comes back to doing what we saw him do a couple years ago, and they tinker a little bit with that roster, because the defense stinks, and to be honest with you, the offense isn't all that good either. They need more guys who can do multiple things. They have too many specialists on this team, Gary.
So because the Grizzlies went to L.A., beat the Clippers, then beat the Lakers, they've now got a 9-game winning streak that is the longest active winning streak in the NBA. It's the longest single-season winning streak in franchise history. You were a believer in what the Grizzlies were building very early on. Now it's happening. Is this earlier than what you expected or about what you expected?
It's about what I expected. I felt like, you know, we've had this conversation now 2 or 3 years ago almost now, and I felt like they could turn into the Oklahoma City Thunder of, you know, or some semblance of that, right, with Durant and Westbrook and Harden and Ibaka and that group. We'll see if they materialize into that, but, man, the trajectory is there. And, you know, when you look at what they've been able to do with Taylor Jenkins, who's an incredible coach, how they've been able to make all the pieces fit, how they've built a culture, and how Ja, you know, I'm not comparing their games, so please don't take it that way, nor their body types. They're not even remotely similar. And there's a lot of Kobe Bryant and Ja Morant. Holy moly, he does not care who he's going up against. He wants to kill everybody. And, you know, Russ is like that and was like that for a long time, but I think Ja is potentially even more talented than Russ at his peak, which says a lot. So I just believe that Ja Morant is capable of elevating a team to a championship as long as the pieces around him are good enough. And right now, they're all ascending together. I'm not saying they're winning a championship right now, but I think that they're certainly trending in the right direction.
What did you make of the two-hand block on Avery Bradley the other night?
I know that LaPhonso Ellis, I know you're a college basketball guy, LaPhonso Ellis is out there going, hey, man, I haven't seen anybody do that since me. So, look, it was incredible. It just goes to show you what kind of talent he is. There are very few people on the planet, forget about basketball, regardless of the sport, that could do what he just did in that game. He is all world. God, I love everything about his game.
How many players right now are more entertaining to watch? Not necessarily better, but more entertaining to watch. Just go up and down a basketball court than Ja Morant. The list has got to be short, isn't it?
It's pretty short. I mean, look, I'd still put LeBron on that list because what he's doing at 37 is something you have to marvel at, right? You know, Steph, who he'll be going against tonight in that conversation. You know, Giannis is probably in that conversation, especially now that he's shooting a little better. Durant, but that's it. Yeah, there's like 5-6 guys, Max.
You mentioned LeBron, what he's doing at 37. I saw somebody tweet this the other night, and obviously people are always looking for new arguments to make in favor of LeBron being the GOAT or in favor of LeBron not being the GOAT. And I had never heard anybody quite put it this way. I thought it was an interesting take. They said, what makes LeBron James, you know, what he is that once upon a time, he was the youngest ever to do this and this and this and this. And now he's in the process of becoming the oldest ever to do this and this and this and this. That's an incredible career.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt. If you look at it, and somebody tweeted this, I forgot which was the outlet that did it, but if you go look at every year that he has been in the NBA, at age 18, he was the guy who had scored the most points for an 18-year-old. Same thing for 19, 20, 20 all the way through, you know, 36. So, yeah, to your point, you know, I think the guy, he takes a lot of heat. Sometimes he brings it upon himself. I get it, you know. When you're in the league for 19 years or in the spotlight for much longer than that, because let's not forget, as you know, he's been in the spotlight well beyond that. I just feel like he takes a lot of heat. In retrospect, when we zoom out and look at the macro, we should be marveling at what the guy's done and certainly what he's still doing.
Talking to George Sedano from ESPN. He's on Twitter at Sedano. You mentioned the Warriors are in Memphis tonight. They enter with a 30-9 record despite playing 38 of those games without Klay Thompson. Now he's back. How surprised are you, if at all, that Golden State appears to be, and I know full-strength Brooklyn might be another monster, but at this point, at least from a record perspective, the Warriors are the best team in the NBA, right there tied with Phoenix atop the Western Conference standings.
So surprised that they are there, not surprised that they are near the top. So going into the season, I felt pretty bullish they would be in that top three in the West. I didn't think they'd be this. I also didn't know what to expect from Clay, and I thought Clay played pretty well. I do hope, though, we temper the expectations on Clay. He, you know, playing on a lot of emotion, a lot of adrenaline the other night. I mean, hell, he went up and dunked and yammed it on him against Cleveland that night. I just think there's going to be nights where Clay doesn't look like what we even saw the other night, right? So I just think we have to kind of be tempering expectations with him. I hope people don't expect him to be Clay Thompson right away. If he can be any semblance, if he can be 70% of what Clay Thompson used to be, even by playoff time, I mean, that's a miracle, in my opinion. But, yeah, look, their defense was good last year, Gary. They were, I believe, fourth in defensive rating last year when they had a middling-type team. And that has carried over into the season. They're the best defensive team in the league. Offensively, they've been much better this year, although over the last five or six games, that has slowed down some. I believe under 100 in almost all of those games in the last five or six. So Steph's a little cold here to start January. I would imagine he'll heat up just like he always does again, because they'll go as Steph goes from an offensive perspective. But, I'm not completely surprised that they're near the top, but somewhat surprised that they're at the top.
Wrapping up here with George Sedano from ESPN. Last thing before I let you go, there's, a debate about whether Golden State, as currently constructed, is good enough to win a championship, or if they'll try to package some things and go get a win now player to add to that core. And if they package things, one of those things could theoretically be a former University of Memphis player, James Wiseman. How do you think Golden State handles the trade deadline?
Look, they're always going to be active. I don't think there's any doubt about that. But they feel good. Like, my conversations with them, and I've had them now multiple times over the last two seasons, they feel pretty good about where they're headed. Right? Like, if you think about it, they've got guys now with Clay back that have brought them all these championships. They have been the core of the championship beyond Kevin, but, you know, they've been the core that has been there the whole time. Then they've got good role players. You know, Andre Iguodala on this team. They got Otto Porter, who might be the best minimum signing we've had in the entire NBA this season. That guy's playing awesome. And, you know, Wiggins. Andrew Wiggins. You know, I had this conversation with them last season about Wiggins and just asked them, you know, because he was playing pretty well last year for them. And the conversation, I got this from multiple people, was like, you know, he can play free now. He doesn't have the burden of being the franchise guy. He can just play, and he's really damn good. So that's what we're seeing with him. So they got him, and then the young guys. Jordan Poole, who I would include in that conversation, I think is going to be a Sixth Man of the Year candidate moving forward for many years. You know, I think Kuminga's going to be a player. I think Moody's going to be a player. And I think Wiseman's going to be a player. But your point, they've got that flexibility where they can move some of those guys to add in another impact player. I just don't know if that player is going to be out there, Gary, just because I think that the trade deadline in general in the NBA is going to be muted some, and we saw that last year because of the play-in situation. The play-in keeps teams in it longer, which means, I think, less activity during the trade deadline.
That makes sense. That's George Sedano from ESPN. Make sure you follow him on Twitter, at Sedano. Always appreciate your time, buddy. Thanks for being here.
You got it, Gary. Anytime, man. Good to talk to you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.